Blog Talk Radio.
Saul in any way. He did not want to put a hand on Saul, even though Saul
was trying to take David's life. Amen. David did not want to take his life because Saul was the first king of Israel. Amen. So David, amen, turned to the Philistines. Amen. Knowing that the Philistines was the enemy of Israel. Amen. And he began to help the king and help train, amen, the king's army, amen. Because, amen, he wanted Saul out the way. Meaning David was actually helping the enemy, amen. How many of you ever fallen victim of this situation, amen? You get led out of the way by doing something that you don't supposed to be doing, amen. David didn't have to do this, amen. Because God had already taken care of the situation, amen. But sometimes we choose to put our hand, amen, in the cookie jar, even though we know not to go there, amen, hallelujah. We're trying to help God out in a sense, but we don't understand that God don't need any help, amen, hallelujah. All God needs is our patience and our endurance to be able to overcome this situation. Amen. But David wanted the situation taken care of, and because he wanted this situation taken care of, he forgot about his own. Amen. Hallelujah. I say we forget about our own situation, looking to take care of other situations, or looking to handle other business affairs, or looking, amen, at other jobs, or other things that need to be done, or another people, other people that have problems, amen. We forget about our own families. We forget about our own people. We forget about our own husband. We forget about our own wife. And because of it, hallelujah, trouble sticks his head up, amen. Hallelujah. I say because of it, trouble sticks his head up. Oh, God. This is a sermon. How David got his groove back. Hallelujah. Chapter 30, verse 1 said, and it came to pass when David and his men came to Ziklag. Amen. Oh, God. On the third day that the Amalekites had invaded the south, and Ziklag, and smitten Ziklag, and burned it with fire. Amen. Amen. They came to the site. Amen. Hallelujah. And they burned Ziklag to the ground. Amen. Oh, God. And they had taken the women captive, and were therein, they slew not in, neither great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. Amen. They captured the children and the women. The Bible said that David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. Amen. And David's two wives were taken captive, Anomi Amen. And Jezotes, Abigail, his wife, Nobel, and Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people were grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. So David was working with the enemy. Amen. And he came to his own camp. Amen. And found the camp was burnt to the ground. Hallelujah. Women and children was taken. Amen. Hallelujah. Everything was taken. Though they lived, they was in the hands of another enemy. Amen. Oh, God. Hallelujah. And at that moment, hallelujah, the men that rode with David, amen, was distressed to the point of giving up. Oh, God, have you ever wanted to give up? Amen. Have you ever wanted to just throw in the towel? Come on now, somebody hear me here. They was distressed, I'm telling you. Amen. Oh, God, they was anguished. Oh, God, suffering. Full of misery, because David had them chasing the enemy when they supposed to be looking at their own household. Oh, God, helping their own household, taking care of their own household. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God. Some of us is not taking care of home, but yet we want to do everything in the street. We want to help everybody else. Amen. Hallelujah. We need to take care of our own home. Oh, God. Take care of our own people. Amen. Our own children. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The scripture said David was greatly distressed. He was not only distressed, he was greatly distressed. And his men spoke of stoning him to death. Oh, God. His men started to turn against him because of their children and wives was taken captive. Hallelujah. And the scripture said, because the soul of all of the people was grieved, they was emotionally drained for being out there, them three journeys. Amen. Hallelujah. No one left at the camp to help their wives and their children. Hallelujah. They was drained and grieved, every man for his son, for his daughters. But David, somebody say, but David. Oh, God. But David, in the midst of the grief, in the midst of the anguish, the calamity, oh God, the misery, in the midst of it, oh God, the Bible says that David encouraged himself in the Lord his God, meaning that he strengthened himself. Oh, God. Sometimes you can't depend on your brother. Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes there's no depend. your mother, amen, even your pastor, hallelujah. You have to be able to dig deep, church. You have to be able to dig in the midst of your travel to be able to strengthen your mind, to be able to strengthen, hallelujah, oh God, your soul, that your soul might not be able to give up at that hour. Oh God, the Bible say David strengthen himself, gave himself strength in the Lord, not in himself, in the Lord, because David knew if he could depend on somebody, he could depend on the Lord. I come back to ask you today, amen, who are you depending on today? I'm trying to get you to understand how David got his groove back, amen, hallelujah. Oh, God, a groove could be a rotten place. A groove could be a low place, amen. A groove could be a hollow place in your life, amen, that's not going right. Oh, God, I come by to ask you this morning, how would you get your groove back? Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God. Verse 7 saying, David said to Abiathar, the priest, Abiathar's son, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod. Abiathar brought hither the ephod to David. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. David prepared himself, church. Can you prepare yourself today, amen? Could you prepare yourself tomorrow? Because you're going to need to get your groove back, amen? We have lost enough. We have suffered enough. We have grieved enough. We have burdened enough. Hallelujah. It's time to put on the God, amen. Hallelujah. Oh God, in Jesus' name, we need to be able to bring our family back up. We need to be able to bring our children back up. We need to be able to bring our wives back up, bring our loved ones back up. How are we gonna get our groove back? Oh, God. Verse 8 saying, David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Amen. Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. Oh, God, in Jesus' name, oh, God, David reached in his bosom, started representing a man of God by putting on the ephod, which was the attire of the priest, amen, hallelujah. He became his own priest, amen. There's no more need for any priest or preacher. He became his own preacher. He became his own minister. Minister to himself in prayer. Oh, God, y'all ain't hear me here today. I come by to let you know something. It's sometimes you're not going to be able to call another. It's sometimes you're not going to be able to call another one, but you can call upon the name of Lord. Oh, God. You can call upon the name of the Lord. Oh, God. It's going to be that time, church, that there's no depending on nobody else, but you can call upon the name of the Lord. Oh, God, he's the only one who's going to be by your side. Hallelujah. Oh, God, he told David to pursue, amen. He says, so David went, he had 600 men and were with him and came to the brook of Besor. Amen, amen. Well, those, amen, that, those that were left behind stayed. But David pursued, amen, amen. He had 400 men. 200 left behind because they was too grieved to go any farther. Amen. So David had 600 men, but he left 200 behind because they no longer supported David or trusted him in a manner. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, God. Verse 11 says this, church. He said, and they found an Egyptian in the field and brought him to David and gave him bread. And he did eat, and he made him drink water. And he gave him a piece of cake and a fig and three clusters of raisin, and when he had eaten, his spirit became again to him, for he had eaten no bread, nor drinking any water 3 days and 3 nights. And David said unto him, to whom belongest thou, and wilt thou thou? And he said, I am the young man of Egypt, servant of the Amalekites, amen, and my master left me because 3 days ago I fell sick. Amen. We made invasions upon the Jebusites and upon the coast of the which belonged to the Judea, and upon the south of Caleb, and burned Ziklag with fire. And David said to him, can you bring me down to this company? And he said, swear unto me by God that thou wilt either kill me nor deliver me to the hands of my master. I will bring thee down to this company. And when he brought him down, behold, there was spread abroad among the earth, eating and drinking and dancing, because all the great spoils they had taken out of the land of the Philistines and out of the land of Judea. Amen. Hallelujah. When David came to this company, hallelujah, it's just like the devil. Amen. Oh, God. The devil was dancing and singing and enjoying yourself, all because he had destroyed your life, amen, oh God, all because he is meddling in our life, he's trying to ruin our life, the devil is just enjoying himself, oh God, he's laughing at us, calling us idiots, fools, amen, hallelujah, for not taking care of our own business, wanting somebody else to take care of him, having or leaving somebody else to take care of him, thinking that the pastor was going to take care of him, thinking that our sister was going to take care of him, thinking that our brother was going to take care of him, thinking that our mother was going to take care of him, the devil is just laughing. Oh, God, hallelujah. He's laughing at us. Hallelujah. Oh, God, he's just laughing and enjoying himself because he knows he got us. Oh, hallelujah. But the scripture say in verse 17, David rode up on him, and he said, David smote them from twilight even to the evening of the next day. And they escaped not a man of them, save 400 men, which rode the camels and fled. And David recovered all that the Amalekites had carried away. And David rescued two wives. And there was nothing like it to them, neither was none great, neither sons nor daughters, neither spoils, nor anything they had taken to them. David recovered all. And David took all the flocks and the herd, and they drove before all the cattle and said, this is David's spoil. And David came to 200 men, which were faint, because they had not followed David, whom they had made also abide in the book of Buzzards. And they went forth and met David and to the meet the people and were with them. And when David came near to the people, he salted all, saluted all. Then all of the wicked men and the men of Baal, they, of those who went with David and said, because they went not with us, we will not give them out the spoils that we have recovered. Save every man, his wife, and his children, they have led away and departed. And said David, ye shall do so, my brethren, with that which the Lord has given us, who has preserved us and delivered us from this company that came against us into our hand. He said, we're not going to do that. We're going to give every man what we recovered. You don't hear what I'm saying. God said he's going to give every person what belongs to them. Oh God, come ye who are heavy laden. He said, I will give you rest. Not your preacher, not your mother, not your sister, not your brother. Oh God, but I, the Lord Jesus the Christ, would give you and I and our family and our loved ones the rest we so desire.